Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, everybody. We thank God this morning for waking us up, for allowing us to see this new day, the day that our Lord has made, the day that no one else has ever been in this day but our God. And today is actually very special because it is also a new month. It is the new month. Today is the second day of July 2021. So we are so excited with what our God is doing at this hour of power, of prayer, praise, and deliverance, this circle of friends. We are excited with what God is doing. So we are ready. We are ready to receive all what our God has installed for us this month. For our God does not take us backwards, but he takes us forward. For we move from glory to glory. So we are anticipating and better than June was. So we thank God this morning for another opportunity to come before him and bring all our needs and all our requests before him. Because he says, ask and it shall be given unto you. And when we seek, we will find. And when we knock, the door will be opened for us. So this morning we come before the Lord with humble hearts, with sincere hearts, with anticipation. We are expecting for him to hear us, and we are expecting for him to answer us, because we have the confidence. Our confidence is in him, for this is the confidence that we have, that when we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. Not only does he hear us, but he answers us, because we know when he hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know we will have our petitions, that our desires are met by him, because he cares for us. He cares for every little thing that concerns us, anything that we care for, he cares for it, because he is our heavenly Father. So we thank God this morning for giving us this opportunity to come before him and to bring our needs to him. So we're going to go before the Lord, yes, prayer, and say, our heavenly Father, hallowed be thy name. Yes. We thank you this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray, Father God, and thank you that your kingdom come. Let your kingdom come. Yes, and that your will, Father God, be done on this earth as it is in heaven. We thank you for giving us this day our daily bread. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God, for forgiving us of all our sins and each and everything that we have done that is not pleasing before you, Lord, whether by omission or by submission. We pray, Father God, that you forgive us, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. And help us, Father God, that we forgive others. We forgive those who have offended us. We do not want unforgiveness to hinder our prayers. In the mighty name of Jesus, we do not want to be held hostage by offenses and holding grudges, Lord. So I pray this morning that you help us, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus, that we let it go. In the name of Jesus, that we learn from you, Lord Jesus, the one who paid a debt that he did not own. And we owed a debt that we could not pay. But you paid it, Lord, on the cross for us, Lord. You loved us while we were sinners, before we knew you. You loved us, Father. in the mighty name of Jesus. So we thank you, Father God, for forgiving us and for giving us a forgiving heart, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we honor you, Lord, this morning for leading us not into temptation, but to deliver us from evil, Lord. Thank you for your deliverance, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus that does not lose its power, the blood of Jesus that does not expire, in the mighty name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus that reaches to the highest mountain, the blood of Jesus that reaches to the deepest valley, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for forgiving us and for cleansing us, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We honor you, Lord, that your kingdom, yes, we let your kingdom and the power and the glory, yes, forever and ever. We thank you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We continue, Lord, to lift up our eyes, yes, unto the hills. We lift them up unto the mountains, because we know that's where our help comes from. For our help comes from you, Lord, the creator, the maker of heaven and earth, Father. We trust you, Father God. We depend on you, Lord, because you are the air that we breathe, Father. You are the life that we live. For without you, Father, we are nothing. For in you, Lord, we live and move and have our being. In the mighty name of Jesus, we honor you, Lord. Yes, the one who Israel, yes, you neither slumber nor sleep, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for being our keeper, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We reverence you, Lord, this morning, for there is no any other God but you, in the mighty name of Jesus, as we decree and declare Psalm 91, that he that dwells under the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty, in the mighty name of Jesus. So this morning, Father God, we decree and declare that you are our Lord. You are our refuge, Father. You are our hiding place, our solid rock. You are our fortress, Father. You are our God, Lord. Yes, and we trust you, Father, for some trust in chariots, some in horses, some trust in their finances, some trust in their jobs or the neighborhoods they live in. Some even trust in their associates, the people they know, and some trust in the family name, where they are born, Father. But we trust you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, for the name of the Lord is our strong tower. And when we run to you, Father God, we are safe. We thank you for safety, Lord, in the name of Jesus, as we hide ourselves under the blood of Jesus. Yes, we hide ourselves under the blood of Jesus, where the devil can do us no harm, in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God. I honor you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you help us, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, that we do not get weary. We do not get tired in doing good, because we know in due season we will reap, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, as we continue to seek your kingdom, as your word says, to seek first in the kingdom of God and his righteousness, so that all these things will be added unto us, Lord. All the desires of our hearts be added unto us, in the mighty name of Jesus. We honor you, Lord. We glorify your name. Yes, as we continue to be strong and be courageous, yes, in the name of Jesus, that we are not afraid at all. We are not frightened, Lord. We are not dismayed at all, Father, because we know that you are our God. Yes, in the name of Jesus, and you are with us, Father, wherever we are. You are an omnipresent God. You are here, there, and everywhere else. In the mighty name of Jesus, we honor you, Lord, for keeping us, yes, under your divine protection, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God, for keeping us in good health, that our bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit, that no sickness or disease attaches itself in our bodies, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, if there is any sickness or disease, Father, in anyone under the sound of my voice who is not feeling well, Father, we pray right now to the Almighty God. We pray right now to the one who was wounded for our transgressions, the one who was bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace is upon him, upon you, Lord Jesus. So this morning we decree and declare, yes, that by your stripes we are healed. In the mighty name of Jesus, it does not matter what the manner of sickness is, Father, whether it's emotional, whether it's mentally, Father, whether it's physical, Father, even spiritual, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, I release the healing power of the blood of Jesus, for healing is the bread of the children. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God. I honor you, Lord. I decree and declare, Father, order in your children's bodies, Father. Yes, from the crown of their heads to the soles of their feet. In the mighty name of Jesus, for you are a miracle working God. In the mighty name of Jesus, for there is no sickness or disease that you cannot heal. Over Rapha, the God, our healer. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God, for your healing power, for your touch this morning, for serving your children with the breakfast of healing, Lord. All the disorders, Father, that are going on in our bodies, I thank you for your healing power. In the mighty name of Jesus, I glorify your name. I magnify your name this morning. I thank you, Father God, for giving us peace. Yes, you are Jehovah Shalom, the Lord God, our peace. The one who says, peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Yes, not as the world gives, not as the world do, because the worldly giving is conditional. It has strings attached, but not yours, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, you give us the peace that surpasses all understanding. Yes, so Father God, this morning our hearts are not troubled. Yes, we are not afraid, Lord, because we know, Father God, you give us peace, Father, and we are not anxious for nothing this morning, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, Father, we give thanks unto you, Lord, and we are making our needs, our requests known unto you, Father, the giver of peace. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God. We honor you, Lord, as we lift up your banner this morning. Yes, Jehovah Nissi, the Lord, we lift you up this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Yes, we honor you, Father God. We magnify your name. as we continue, Father God, this morning to intercede and believing our family members, Lord. Yes, this year we are still believing for the unbelievable. We are still believing for souls, yes, to the kingdom. Yes, for overpopulating heaven and depopulating hell in the mighty name of Jesus. So our family members, Father, we thank you for those whom we are seeing a change in their lives. We are seeing light coming back to them. We are seeing life coming back to them. There are still some, Father. Yes, some they are closer, some they are still far away, but we are believing, Father, this year 2021 for our family members, for their deliverance, for their salvation, for their healing, for their freedom, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God. I honor you, Lord. So we call them forth, Father. Yes, from the north, from the south, from the east, from the west, in the mighty name of Jesus. Soften their hearts, Lord. In the name of Jesus, give them a soft heart, Father, that when you stand at the door of their hearts and you knock, Lord, that they will let you in. They will let you come in the mighty name of Jesus, that they know that, yes, Lord, for you loved, your Father God, you loved this world, that you sent your only begotten Son. Yes, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, Lord, but have everlasting life. So I thank you, Father God, for our family members, for our loved ones. Yes, that they too will have this everlasting life in the name of Jesus, that they come to you, Lord, as your word says, to come unto you, all you who labor and heavy laden, so that you give rest, Father. You are a rest giver, Lord. Yes, and to take your yoke, for your yoke is easy in the name of Jesus, for you are meek and lowly in heart, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, and you are the one who gives rest. So we pray, Father God, for our family members, for our brothers and sisters, those who still do not know you, that they get to know you, Father. Soften their hearts. Draw them unto you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Even those who are prodigal sons, yes, they just took off and went to a faraway country. Father, I pray that they come to their senses, Father, that they remember that they are in their father's house. There are many mansions. There is food, even in the name of Jesus, that there is no lack, that they come back. So I pray, Father God, that you touch them. They come to their senses and come to repentance, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, for you are such a reasonable God. You are a good God, the one who says, yes, come now, let us reason together, in the mighty name of Jesus. You even said, even though your sins be as scarlet, yes, they shall be white as no, even though they be like as red as crimson, they shall be as wool. So I thank you, Father God, for you are not a respecter of any person. I thank you, Father God, that they come, yes, in the mighty name of Jesus. We honor you, Lord. We glorify your name this morning as we continue, Father God, to be good stewards of our bodies, as this has been our focus this week, Father, as we pray and seek you, Lord, to be good stewards, good caretakers of our bodies. So I thank you, Father God, that you continue to teach us and you continue to help us, Holy Spirit, Spirit and to remind us and bring us into remembrance of the things that we should do. In the mighty name of Jesus, I honor you, Lord. I glorify your name. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Good morning again, everybody. We thank God for his grace and his mercy and his love that endureth forever. And we thank God for each and every one of you being here at this hour of power, of prayer, praise, and deliverance, this circle of friends. We just thank God for his goodness and his mercy. Amen. Amen. So we before we get the lines open and see who is here and give you an opportunity to thank unto God, if you have a prayer request or praise report or a word of encouragement. But really quick, I'm just going to go and recap what we have heard this whole week. It has been a very fruitful week, a very productive week, rich in his word and encouragement. And today is our third day of fasting and praying. And I would like to encourage you, if you have not started, and if you can, you can join us today or tomorrow or anytime. I mean, this is just the incorporate prayer and be in unison as we fast it together at the same time. But anytime, any day, as the Holy Spirit lead you, you can fast and pray. And as we are all aware, fasting and praying does not change God in any shape or form, but it changes us. It helps us. It does not make God any mightier than he is. It does not make him any lesser than he is or anything, but it changes us. As we fast and pray, we tend to lean and hear clearly what the Lord is saying, and we tend to leave other things and focus on the things of God and focus on prayer or reading the word of God. So we benefit from fasting and praying. It is for our good. So today is day number 3 and Friday. Yes, the second day of July 2021. Happy new month, everybody. As we close and say goodbye to June and we say hello to July, and we are looking forward for a very fruitful and productive month. Yes, and we thank God for his goodness. So as we were praying and fasting this week, or we are still praying and fasting, our focus is on being good stewards, being good caretakers of our bodies. And I am just going to recap most of the scriptures that have been covered throughout the week, and then I have a few benefits I would like to remind you of, or we are aware of them. If you want, you can grab a piece of paper and pen, and I will give you a list of the benefits of being good stewards of our bodies. So we know that as stewards, as good stewards of the bodies, it's not only the food we eat, as we all recall from the scriptures, even the teaching we had earlier this week, that it also includes us being to abstain or to stay away from sexual immorality. Even whatever we do, we do it as unto the Lord, to exercise self-control. And even just the hygiene, taking care of yourself, grooming yourself, there is nothing wrong with our believers as Christians to maintain our hair in good, you know, looking good, grooming your nails or having a pedicure, a manicure, you know, if you can afford it or you can do it yourself. I mean, there is nothing wrong with that because some of us, I mean, I don't know. I know myself where I came from the first as a young adult where I had connected myself with. They didn't believe in women, you know, exposing their hair. They didn't believe in wearing makeup. They didn't believe in, you know, grooming your nails or, you know, all those things. You know, they, when you, I do believe that we, as the temple of the Holy Spirit and as ambassadors of Christ, it is also an inside-outside thing. When you tell a person God is good, and when you open your mouth, you know, without brushing your teeth and you have a bad breath and the person will, you know, move away from you. I think the whole being, we have to be good representatives of Christ. It doesn't mean we have to spend what we don't have and go and, you know, go and try to live beyond our means. It just means to keep ourselves nice and clean. I recall a couple of weeks ago with one of my daughters, we went to the store. I think it was Walmart or Publix. I can't remember which one it is. And we met this young lady. It is an adult, but she looked like she was still in her pajamas and in her house shoes coming to the store. So I think as representatives of Christ, any time opportunity will represent itself for us to minister the goodness of the Lord. So we need to step out when we go outside our home. I know we have our house gowns where we want to feel and stay comfortable, but when we step out, in case opportunity arises and we need to minister, we need to share the goodness of the Lord, what kind of a representative would you like? You don't want, when you approach someone and you tell them that God is good, there is a savior, and they look at you and say, I don't want that kind of a savior. I don't want to hear more about that savior because they look at your life. So we have to present our Savior well in all areas, the inside out, even the way we talk. So this week, our scripture is from 1 Corinthians chapter 6. And it was verses, it is verses 19 and 20. Do you not know that your bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit, who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. You were bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your bodies. Amen. And if you read 1 Corinthians, I know we went through 1 Corinthians earlier, chapter 6, from the beginning. And I would like for you to focus on verses 12. Start on verse 12 and come all the way to verse 20, where we just read. And it talks about, you know, food for the stomach and stomach for the food, and God will destroy them all and everything. And it talks about, you know, sexual immorality, and it also talks about, you know, the prostitution and all that, that we do not get entangled. So in other words, as we are representatives of Christ, we represent Him well and take care of our bodies and the exercises and exercise and keep ourselves in good health. And 3 John chapter 1, on verse 2, it says, Dear friend, I pray that you may enjoy good health and that all may go well with you. even as your soul is getting along well. So to be in good health so that we prosper, you know, even though as our souls prosper. So as we are doing well spiritually, as we are doing well in the things of God, it is God's desire for us also to do well physically. And when we talk about physical, it is the whole thing, you know, the whole being of being in good physical health, to eat well, to exercise, to sleep well, to get enough rest, and to drink, you know, water or juice or whatever drink of your choice. But mainly the water is good because it takes away all the toxins and cleanses and maintains our kidneys nice. So it is God's desire that we be in good health. And Romans 12, some of these scriptures is just a recap, and some, if you did not get them earlier this week or you missed a day down, and can then come back and read Romans 12. Verses 1 and 2, it's also, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So he is reminding us that our bodies, you know, we need to present them to God as a living sacrifice. It's a sacrifice. Some of the things we do, It takes a renewing of mind, and we have to desire to do it. We have to set up in our heart to do it. You know, it's okay to, you know, have your dessert. There is nothing wrong, but you just set up your mind and say, I want to, instead of eating two pieces, today I'm going to eat one. And before you know it, you know, maybe one, you might struggle with it. You say, okay, I always eat two, but today I'm going to eat one and a half and leave the half. And as time goes on, I will eat one instead of one and a half. And as time goes on, probably I will just eat half. And some days I can even skip and it doesn't even bother me. So that's it takes the mind, it takes the renewing of the mind. And with us, we are more advantageous than the non-believers because we have the Holy Spirit who is our helper. And when we ask him to help us, he will help us. And this goes for, I'm not just saying, when I say you or we, I am including myself. Because all of us, we need help. We haven't reached where we want to be. We haven't touched it. There is a scripture that says, I haven't touched it. I haven't comprehended it yet. But I lean forward, reach out so that I can touch and comprehend what he is for me. So it is a process. We all work into getting there. So we need the renewal of the mind. We need a mindset. And hopefully I will touch about the mind again as I give you the list in a little bit. I'm going to give you two more scriptures, and then I will give you the list of the benefits of being good stewards of the body. This is not a brand new list to most of us or each and every one of us. We have heard it before, but it is a reminder. It is a refresher so that we will refresh ourselves and be reminded of what it is. Because the word of God and his message, they are new every morning. They are new every morning. Okay? So the last two, let's go to Colossians. Colossians chapter 3 and verse 17. And it says, and whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. So whatever we do, being good to present him, we are doing all this for our Lord, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So we are good ambassadors. We are representing him. And we can't go out there and witness. And if we ourselves are not put together, and if we cannot make it out there. So we do what we can do, and our God will pick up from where we end, where we left, and he picks it up and finish it for us, because he is our helper. He said the Holy Spirit is our helper, and he is also our teacher, and he helps us. So the last scripture I have is in Philippians chapter 2, verses 13 through 15. For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Do all things without murmuring and disputings, that ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom you shine as light in the world. So everything we do it as unto the Lord, and we do not have to be complaining, to be murmuring, to be disputing, to be arguing, to try to argue or disagreement or whatever. But everything we are doing, it is unto the Lord, and it is for our good. And let us be those kind, that light that shines to this world, because the world we are living in, it is a darkened world, but we are the light and we need to shine. We are the salt and we need to season it, and we need our bodies in order for us to shine. And we all know that, you know, we have the soul, we have the spirit, and both of them, they live in our body. So the spirit and the soul, they cannot function well, fully, unless our bodies are also in good health. That's why we have to be good caretakers and good stewards of our bodies, because it is the temple of the Holy Spirit. And as I'm just talking, I am reminded of Trinity. You know, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. They are three in one. You cannot separate them. You cannot separate one from the other. It's three in one. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And we have also, we have the soul, we have the spirit, and we have the body. So the soul and the spirit, they live in the body. You can't separate them. The spirit cannot flow. The soul cannot have the rest and the peace unless the body is also in good condition. So they intertwine. They work together. Yeah, I thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for bringing that into my remembrance and into my mind. Hallelujah. So I'm going to give you the benefits. They are beneficiary for us to be good stewards of our bodies. It is good for us. It does not go in vain when we are good stewards as we take care of our bodies. For one, we live longer. when you have a strong body, you see with all these things, people changing, people eating right and exercising. Back in the day, you could not hear of people living to be 100. It brought to my tears. Was it last week or a week before when they declared this new holiday of Juneteenth, and there was this elderly lady. She was 98 or 100 and something. I mean, she was out there, but she could walk because people are taking care, are living longer. When you take care of your body, you live longer, and you will have long time to do the work of the Lord, what the Lord has called you to do, to minister to others, to share the light, to represent him well. So that's one of the benefits. You live long. And it also helps to... It also helps you as a good steward. You are mindful, you are conscious to be a good manager of your body by the renewing of your mind. So in your mind, you are mindful of being a good manager of your body, even your weight. You know, we all struggle. I am struggling. I was talking to someone. I said this COVID, just staying indoors for this year and a half, we are still here staying in the house, and just it's either you are working, eating, or you move from your office to go to the couch, and you are watching TV and eating as well. So we all had... put up some weight. There are some people who are privileged or were wise enough to do whatever they do, maybe work out in the house or step out and walk. Some of us, we totally stopped everything. And if last month I am back to my walking, but I have a long way. I have so much weight I need to lose, and I don't know about you, but I do know even if you are, you know, consider yourself as petite, but you still need to walk so that you get your blood circulation. That's another benefit. As good stewards of our bodies, we are able to manage, you know, the breathing, the blood circulation, the oxygen input, so that all our inner organs will function well. So that's another thing, another benefit, which also improves your heart rate and your blood pressure. It regulates, you know, that your blood pressure, your heart rate, and not only that, you know, when you, after you take a walk, you take a bath and have your whatever you have for lunch or dinner or breakfast, whatever you eat, when it comes to sleep, when you are a good manager and take care of your body and exercise, you improve even your sleep. You see, you sleep better. You don't toss and turn, but you sleep well. You have a sound sleep, a peaceful sleep. So that's another benefit. And it helps with the the blood and the airflow, even in your mind. You see that people who exercise, they are less depressed. They are less anxious. You can manage your anxiety. You can manage your thoughts, because it is the renewing of mind. So that is another benefit we get from exercising. When you go out, I remember, now I'm back to it, because it is a time where I listen to my Christian music and encouraging music, and sometimes if I don't get enough time of reading my word, nowadays we have, you know, the Bible on your phone. You can read it, and it can read for you while you are walking. If there is a particular scripture, a particular verse or chapter or book, you know, especially the ones with names and all these that begat this, and you just don't. It is important to know it, but sometimes myself, I struggle with the enunciation and the understanding where it's going. But if you listen and it is read to you while you are doing your exercise, you are walking, you know, in your neighborhood or at the park or whatever, it's breathing fresh air. So you benefit from that. It releases some talk out of your body as well. So that's a benefit. So it also helps for spouses, you know, couples. If you walk together, that's time for you to communicate. And, you know, you are relaxed. You just, you know, talk. If you are walking, you are getting a double benefit. You know, you are sharing quality time together and also improving your health. So that's a benefit right there. And it also improves your joint, the joint pain and the stiffness. With most of us who are aging, you know, those who are in the over 50 club, sometimes when you wake up in the morning, you feel the stiffness. It takes a few stretches or walking. By the time you brush your teeth and walk and make your coffee, that's the time you feel the looseness. So it does help that it helps with the reducing the joint pain and the stiffness of joints and those muscles that we are no longer using as much. They get loose by a little walk and some exercises. You don't have to spend an hour. You don't have even to join a gym. Just a little walk in your neighborhood. Start by 10 minutes. You know, just walk one block and then come back. Then after a week or the second week, you make it two blocks. Then by the end of a month or a month and a half, you are able to make a couple blocks. You don't have to spend a whole lot. I mean, 30 minutes is my goal right now. I'm still shooting on the 30 minutes. Some days I might make it to 45 minutes. But 30 minutes, 20 minutes, 10 minutes. Just those few minutes will make a difference. So it improves, you know, your muscle strength. So that's another benefit. Your muscles, you can maintain them strong, because if we don't use them, these muscles, if we don't use them, then we lose them. They get stiff. So we need to, walk and so that we can benefit from our muscles, that they regain the strength. And as I said earlier, that it stabilizes your heart rate and blood pressure. It also stabilizes your blood sugar. You know, your insulin, it also helps as we walk, because all the oxygen will be, you know, and the blood flow will be under control. So it helps. So it is up to you. As I said, it is a matter of renewing of the mind. You just have to make a decision. You know, you make a decision and say, this is what I want to do. It just reminds me of the scripture that says, write down the vision and make it clear, you know, so that he who reads will run with it. They will understand it and run with it. So you want to write yourself, make a list, you know, few things. Make a list, you know, what you want to do for yourself, and understand it. Make it reasonable. Make it realistic. You know, you can't say, oh, I want to be a, have these muscles like a bodybuilder. Those people take years and years. Even now, people are preparing. We see the athletes last week, they were having the tries and, you know, for those who qualify to go for the Olympics. But these people have been working for years and years, to a minimum, I would say maybe 5 years to get where they are. That's the minimum. But majority of them have been doing it, some since they were 5 years old, some since they were, you know, in the second grade, third grade. They've been working on it all. So with us where we are, we start where we are, and we write down what we want to do. So probably I would say, by this is a new month, it's July, today is the second. I would say by the end of the month, I want to be able to walk around my block without puffing and huffing and stopping. So I will start little by little, 10 minutes a day or 10 minutes every other day. And then I increase it, and my goal will be by the end of the month, I will be able to do the 20 minutes. So I will not say I will be able to do like an hour, I will be able to lift 50 pounds or whatever. No, you start with the little things. When it comes to eating, like most of us, I don't know about you, but struggling with drinking water. So I said to myself, every night before I go to bed, that's what I do, and I keep it right here in my office at the desk as I wait. I prepare myself. I bought me a water bottle, the one with those people who work out. This is a 2-liter water bottle, which is what, about 64 ounces, I think. And because water by itself doesn't taste well, so I cut fruit. In my water, I have an orange, and I cut my grapes. I slice them in half, and I put them in my water. So I put it overnight. And because it's a cooler, it keeps cold. I put a few blocks of ice, and it marinates throughout the night. So today, as I'm waiting, I just sip through it throughout the day. Actually, yesterday, I was so proud of myself because I finished the whole 64 ounces before I finished work at 3 o'clock. So that was progress for me. So just to start there, you know, if you haven't been drinking water at all, just start with a regular 12-ounce bottle or 8-ounce bottle and say, I'm going to finish this in a day. Keep it closer to you and sip out throughout the day. And what I'm finding out, the more I drink, the more I'm craving for it. So just to make few goals, whether you want to start with water or you want to start with, I'm going to cut, I always eat 4 slices of bread or 2 slices or the whole bagel, but I'm going to change. Now I'm eating just half a bagel or 2 slices of bread or toast. You know, something like that. Do something that is reasonable that you can do, because you don't want to set yourself for failure and then you beat yourself up and then you get discouraged. So write it down, make a list, and make a vision. Make it clear. It is your goal. It is, you are the steward of God's body. So you are taking care of it. So that will help. And it is time. I believe it's time, July, and we are right at the middle of the year. It's a good time to reset and start, and let us clean and lean for better, so that we can do better as we move forward. For our God takes us from glory to glory. He does not take us backwards, but he takes us forward. So let us be encouraged and be good stewards. There are so many souls. There is work of the Lord to be done, but we cannot do it without a strong body, without a healthy body. We will have limitations. There are people, I was talking to Pastor Darlene, I said, we need to make an arrangement, you know, get together and make arrange and plan a trip. I would love for us to plan a trip and go to Zimbabwe. But we can't travel. We can't go and minister to those people if we are not in good health. So let us take care of our bodies. God is opening doors. Things are opening up. And as you know, whatever the enemy has meant for bad with this COVID, but God can turn it around. He is turning it around for good. There is a lot of ministry to be done in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So we are at the top of the hour, and we are, the lines are open, and we're going to ask and see who is here. And if you have a word of encouragement, a prayer request, we're going to take those and have a corporate prayer for those prayer requests and a praise report if you have one. In Jesus' name, amen. The lines are open.
Good morning. This is Gladys, Sister Gladys, and prayer request for my grandchildren, Colin and Cameron and Ebony, that they forgive and be reunited with the family this morning. And I thank you.
Amen.
Good morning. This is Sister Alice Marie. I have a prayer request. Thank you for the encouraging word that you put out there. That's very helpful. And I want a prayer request for my son, Gianni. His name is Gianni. And he's in camp, summer camp. And I was talking to him yesterday, and he was telling me, I'm still out of town, I'm recovering. And he was telling me that the kids are bigger than him, and they hitting him, and they saying stuff to him, ugly stuff to him, and one told him, you better be glad the teacher came. So he's being bullied. So we pray that God step in and do work for his good toward them guys, little boys. They big boys, but he's like 5 going on 6, and he's very small for his age. And that God intervene in that situation.
Good morning, everyone. This is Sister Sheila. I'd like to say a prayer for Dr. Friends. He's a member of Word of Faith Church I attend. And her son, he has, I believe she said, diabetes. So we can all just, you know, pray for Joey. Thank you.
Good morning. This is our Sister Mary. So blessed this morning with the word. Thank you so much. I asked for prayer for traveling. I'll be traveling this weekend and safety. That's good covered. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Thank you.
Amen. Good morning, everyone. Apostle Halsey. It's a lot of prayer for travel and mercy and safety for everyone over this holiday weekend, that they will watch, especially pay attention to children. By pools and fireworks, amen. God has blessed us. He has kept us. We thank you for the word, Pastor Scalactus, this morning. It's a blessed word. It's an anointed word, and we just thank God that we're here. Hallelujah to God. And for safe traveling, hallelujah, God, for everyone. That God bless everyone on prayer line. Pray we're still in revival here in Jacksonville. Beautiful revival. Anointed message, God is blessing. Hallelujah, God. It's good to be back in the church. Good to be back in service. And praying that more of the churches would open up, hallelujah, God, and begin to serve God. We'll open up so that people need to get back to the church, get back to the fellowship, hallelujah, to God. It's a needed thing, God. Don't forsake not yourself. Together, yourself together. So we believe in God that he's going to bless and open up more churches, hallelujah to God, and everyone have a great weekend, hallelujah to God. In the name of Jesus, we thank God for you, Pastor Darlene, and everyone that's here in this hour of power prayer. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay. I am also going to add to pray for my co-worker, Stephanie. Mm-hmm. She lost her brother, very young, 42 years old, and from heart attack. So I want to pray if we can pray for Stephanie and her family going through this time of grief. And to pray for Pastor Darlene. She is also traveling. I think she's on the road right now. So before I forget, regarding that, on Monday, because Monday is a holiday, so happy, is it a Labor Day weekend? Which one is this?
No,
Memorial?
This is Independence Day. Independence Day.
Oh, this is the Independence, sorry.
Yes, July.
July, 4th of July. So Monday is a holiday, and Pastor Darlene said to on Monday, it will not be a live prayer on Monday morning. She said, depending, she might put something, you know, it will be recorded anyways. It will be a recorded Monday. So to give yourself time to spend some time with families and those who have traveled, to have time to be traveling. So on a Monday, it will be no live recording on Monday. But you can still wake up and pray with yourself, or to call in. It will be recorded, and you can participate that way. So on that note, you know, it is a Labor Day, Independence. I don't know why I keep on thinking of Labor Day. It's an Independence weekend, and like the prayer request, you know, to pray, and people will be doing a lot of activities, cooking out and fellowship, pools, children in the pools, and we just pray for safety and a lot of people traveling, and for the children's protection, even the adults, those uncles and grandpas and papas who will be grilling, you know, they, so that they will not burn themselves or have any kind of accident. We just want it to be peaceful. And people waited a very long time to be able to get together and fellowship. So let us all go before the Lord in prayer and pray for these prayer requests. For praying for Jayan in the summer camp, you know, not only him, there are so many children, you know, going back to the summer camp and people bullying other kids. They think it's fun. At this age of 5 and 6, you know, somebody needs to teach them to respect other people. It starts as if it's fun and they are just making a joke, but they don't know that it is affecting somebody. They are hating somebody. Mm-hmm. And if it doesn't get under control, then it will become a problem when they get to high school, when they get to college. And this is where the breeding of people coming and children coming with weapons in school is, because things will, those who are caretakers, who are watching the children during the summer, for God to give them the wisdom. I know they can't be everywhere at all the time, but for God to reveal it so that they can just nip it before it gets out of control, in the name of Jesus, and also for the parents. So let us pray for also for the children, for Sister Gladys' grandkids, you know, that they will be able to forgive and reunite with the family before it is too late. You do not want to come when it's late and unite with people. I know for families, they just get together when there is tragedy in the family. But all other times, in happy times, they are not together. So we just pray for all families. We continue praying for the families. Let us all go before the Lord and pray. Anything that the Holy Spirit bring in your mind, let us bring it before the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Redeemer. Thank you, Master. We adore you, Father, this morning. I pray, Father God, for Mr. Gladys, Father, that you give them a forgiving heart, that they forgive whoever has offended them, whether that's and ask you for forgiveness or apologize. So that they will not be held hostage by the Holy Spirit. I pray, Father God, for system the children who are bullying him. I just pray, Father God, for the camp you are teachers, that they will be mindful and watchful for those activities, that they will manage the children well.
thank you,
in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, for this and Sheila, for their pastor and the son, and Dr. Henry, and the name and the healing, Lord. I just believe in the healing power of God, the one that you touch and heal them, Father. For you are our healer, Father. Heal all our diseases, including diabetes, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray, Father God, for Sister Mary and Pastor Bradley, Pastor David, and everyone else who is struggling, and Pastor Brown struggling, and anyone who is struggling, Father, this weekend for struggling, mercy, Lord. And I pray, Father God, for all your family, who have gathered together, some from afar and some from near, and having a good time, a good power, and I pray, Father God, that they would be safe, Father, children playing in the pools and doing this and that, that they will be safe, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus.
Thank you right now, God, for salvation and deliverance.
Thank you, Lord, that this will be no tragedy, no life, no living, Father, in tragedy. And Father God, we need to pray for our brothers and sisters in the world area, Lord, for this collapsed building and these families who have lost their loved ones, and some families are still waiting to hear the news. We just pray, Father God, that you uphold them, Father. Give them peace, Lord, for you are the giver of peace, the peace that surpasses all understanding, Father, even in the midst of these things, this tragedy, that they know but they understand what is going on. I just pray, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you can hold them, Father God. Give them peace, yes, even with this holiday weekend, Father God. Some have plans, and their plans are not in vain. They have things they were anticipating, and nothing is going on well, Father. I just pray in the mighty name of Jesus that you just this season and show the love of Christ in Jesus' name. For we move from glory to glory, so this weekend is going to be better than last weekend. So we move forward. Our God does not take us backwards, but he takes us forward. So have a good weekend, and we will see each other on Tuesday in the morning. Don't forget, Tuesday will be here in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. You have a good night. Yeah, good day of everybody. Amen. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there who has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you will repeat after me, Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. The address is 2473 Wood Valley Drive. The street is WOOD. Second word is VALLEY. That's 2473 Wood Valley Drive in the city of East Point, Georgia. Zip code 30344. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com, Prayer Praise Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer Praise Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-pound. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous section, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life, and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord will continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.
Mm-hmm. God bless you all.